This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's hour two of the Chris and Amy show. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks-Kors, glad to have you with us today. And it is time to go to the guest line this morning. And with flu season ramping up, we'd like to know just how bad it is and how bad it is compared to other years. To talk about that with us and what you can do to stay healthy during this winter season, Dr. Jerome Adams is the former U.S. Surgeon General and is with us now on KMOX. Dr. Adams, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well so far. I got my flu and COVID shots, and so far they seem to be working well. But as you mentioned, we're right in the middle of respiratory virus season. There's a lot going on with flu, COVID-19, RSV, and I'm just glad to be here to talk with you and your listeners about where things stand, what to expect, and how we can all protect ourselves and our families.
All right, I guess the first question that a lot of people have who have gotten their flu shot, how effective is this year's flu shot against some of the most prominent variants? Because I know I had a couple people say, oh my gosh, I got my flu shot and I still got the flu. And I know every year it's a bit of a guessing game, right?
It is. So flu activity is climbing nationwide. You probably heard about New York City having an unusually high case count for this time of year. And there's typically two major strains of flu A and flu B. And right now, the H3N2 subclad of influenza A is dominant, and it's driving an early rapid rise in cases. And again, we're seeing the highest number of flu cases ever recorded in a single week, over 71,000 in New York City last week. You may have heard that this year's flu shot is a bad match, and I'm doing my air quotes here. important to understand, each year, global health experts from the World Health Organization and U.S. regulators, FDA, CDC partners, they review flu data and they pick strains to include in the vaccine. And they have to do this 6 to 9 months before flu season starts. And then they take take that information and grow viruses and eggs or cell cultures to make vaccine doses. So what leads to a mismatch? Flu viruses, they're continually evolving. If the strains drift after that strain selection, which occurred, again, 6, 8, 9 months ago, the vaccine may be less effective when flu season actually comes around. So early analyses suggest that this year's H3N2 strain has drifted somewhat from the vaccine's reference strain, meaning effectiveness may be a little bit lower than ideal among adults. But, and here's the big but, it's still absolutely worth getting your flu shot because a less than perfect match doesn't mean no protection. Every percent reduction in hospitalization and severe illness matters. For older adults, for young children, those are the two groups who are disproportionately impacted by the flu, and people with chronic conditions. And when we look at Europe, where they've already had an early flu season, they've found that this year's flu strain is actually about 70% effective in preventing severe complications amongst adolescents and younger people, our children, and about 30% effective in lowering the risk of severe outcomes among older people. So again, not a great match this year, but still the goal isn't perfection, it is protection.
So that's the question, because a lot of people who have vaccine skepticism, just in general, they will say things like, well, if I'm not 100% protected, then what's the point of doing it? I thought taking the vaccine or getting vaccinated means I won't get sick. And if that's not true, why should I do it? So what do you say to people who think it's a shield that protects against everything 100%?
That is a great question, and it's one I get all the time, even from family and friends. They'll say, I got the shot before, but I still got the flu. What's the point in taking it if it doesn't prevent infection? Well, the public health goals are to reduce severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And we do have quite a number of people who die from the flu every year. It's to lower burden of healthcare systems during peak season. And as we've seen in New York, their emergency rooms are being overrun with flu. That means if you come in with a heart attack, with a stroke, with a urinary tract infection, you're sitting out waiting in the waiting room because the beds are full of people with flu. It's to protect high-risk populations like the very young, newborns, the very old, our seniors, our grandparents who we see around the holiday season, and people who are immunocompromised. And it's to slow broader spread in communities, excuse me, which will decrease risk of missing school and work and lower chance of spreading the virus to friends. And so what I would say to people is flu vaccines prevent many but not all infections. What they do very well, is they decrease severity, they decrease hospitalization, they decrease duration. You may be sick for 2 days instead of for 5 days, and they decrease complications for those who get infected.
What do we know about the K, the flu K that we're seeing, the variant? I had two friends go to Japan this fall and both got that version of the flu, the K variant or the super flu.
Well, you all are in Missouri right now, and it's important to understand, again, as I said, you've got flu A and flu B. About 98% of the cases, and I looked this up just to make sure I could give you accurate information for your listeners, about 98% of the flu cases reported so far are influenza A, and most of those are this subclad K, as you mentioned, that is causing particularly severe illness. And that is why we're seeing the emergency rooms overrun. In some years, you may have a strain that's highly transmissible, but it's not, you know, causing great severity. This year, it seems like we've got a strain that is both highly transmissible and that is causing significant illnesses, causing people to have to go to the emergency room. And that's what's circulating right now. And that's why we're really encouraging people to get that flu shot. I know that there's a lot of controversy and consternation about masking. But if you're traveling, wearing a good fitting N95 mask can also still protect you. And I just got home yesterday from our Christmas vacation, and I saw quite a few people wearing masks in the airport. But then also simple things like just washing your hands, using some sanitizer, keeping sanitizer with you, because flu also travels by droplet transmission, which means that you're touching doorknobs, you're touching things that other people are touching in the airport or on the bus. And that's a way that you can transmit flu to yourself once you then touch your face afterwards.
Talking to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, who was under President Trump's first term, he was appointed by Donald Trump as the Surgeon General back in 2017. And since then, you mentioned it yourself that there's been a lot of vaccine skepticism, and there's always been some, but it has grown considerably in the last 8 years, and especially in the last 5 or 6 years. Are we doing enough to try and hold that back and to bring back a little bit of confidence in vaccines that used to exist?
I don't think we're doing nearly enough. And when you ask me that question, I'll give you as an example the fact that we're seeing less uptake this year of the flu vaccine than we've seen in previous years. We've seen measles outbreaks. We're going to lose our measles eradication status as a nation in 2026, because in 2025, we had more cases than we've had in three decades. We're seeing children die of measles and of whooping cough. Things that we haven't seen in modern times are occurring because of vaccine hesitancy. And a lot of that came out of COVID. And a lot of that is people's frustration. And we've got to acknowledge this with some of the policies, the mandates that occurred during COVID times. And that's bled over into hesitancy to get vaccines that people always used to get, like measles, mumps, and rubella, and even flu. And most years, about half of kids, according to the CDC, got their flu vaccine. We're seeing that dip. And so what I would say to your listeners is, if you have questions, don't go to social media, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat to get your answers, because those people don't know you. They don't know what's going on in your community. And quite frankly, they're making money off of scaring you unnecessarily. Talk to your doctor, your pharmacist, your nurse practitioner, your healthcare provider to get the information that's going to be best for you and your family. And I will say to you personally, I never tell people to do something I wouldn't do. I have three kids. Two are in college, one is in high school. All three have gotten their COVID vaccines and their flu vaccines this season because they don't want to miss school. They don't want to miss a test. They don't want to miss sporting events. They want to be as healthy as possible. And we have immunocompromised people in our family. We want to go visit our grandparents. We don't want to make them sick when we're visiting them.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We've got newborns in our family, newborn cousins. We don't want to make them sick. Those are all the reasons that I and my family get vaccinated and that I would encourage your listeners to think about.
This is, I guess, a slightly different question, but do you think we're still learning the repercussions of the COVID virus, the effects it has on our bodies? Because I always feel like, man, I haven't been quite the same since I got COVID. I know there's like a lot of inflammation. I just felt like COVID kind of messed us all up. Are we starting to get more and more data on how that virus affects human bodies?
Well, you said something that I'm gonna throw back at you. COVID kind of messed us all up. Yes, it did. It messed us up physically. It messed us up, you know, psychologically, and from a societal standpoint. And that leads to exactly what you're talking about. We're still not having the right conversations about this virus. We're in a better place now. We absolutely are in a better place than we were in 2020 and 2021. We have vaccines available. We have treatments available. We know more about the virus than we did. But particularly when it comes to long COVID, we've never seen a virus behave quite like this in terms of its ability to linger and cause people to have chronic problems weeks, months, years after they get the virus. And that's another reason to get vaccinated or get boosted against COVID, because you can have a mild case of COVID, and many people do have a very mild case of COVID initially, but it can turn into long COVID symptoms. And so that is what frustrates me. That's what breaks my heart. It's running into people day after day after day who were convinced that this was going to be just a mild cold for them. And weeks, months, years later, they're still dealing with the sequelae when there are simple measures they could have taken to protect themselves. Ventilation, making sure you've got your air filters in your home changed, can help decrease your risk of respiratory viruses. Wearing a mask when you're traveling is something I encourage people to consider and that I do. But again, getting your vaccination. I and my family have done it. It's, you know, there are people who have been harmed by vaccinations. No medical treatment is 100% safe. But when you look at the studies in the totality, the vaccine on total is much safer than subjecting yourself to the virus unvaccinated.
Can you put that into numbers? Because I'm not sure people, they hear one person who may have had an adverse reaction to a vaccination of any kind. And to them, is like they say, well, that's it. I'm not doing it because of that one person. Can you actually quantify it, though, like how much worse it is to not be vaccinated than to actually do it?
We know that the COVID vaccines and the flu vaccines provide 70% plus protection against severe illness and hospitalization and death. Even the problems that people report with the COVID vaccines, and the main one being myocarditis. We've seen in study after study after study that the myocarditis you get after getting COVID is far worse than the myocarditis a very small number of people. I'm talking less than 1 in 10,000 get after vaccination with an mRNA vaccine. And you can also consider Novavax if you're worried about mRNA vaccines for COVID. But right now, the big thing that's circulating is flu. And so I would encourage everyone, people are very comfortable with the flu virus. It's been around for most of our lives, and people are used to getting it. And this is a bad flu season, folks. It's a bad flu season. Emergency rooms are being overwhelmed. And so if you haven't gotten it, it's not too late. Please talk to your doctor, your nurse practitioner, your pharmacist, and consider getting a flu shot for yourself and your family. And while you're there, if you haven't gotten your COVID booster, then talk to your doctor about that too and make a choice that's right for you.
Yeah, and I'll just say, add this. I'm like knocking on wood here because as an adult, I've only had the flu once. So I'm like 20 something years, I've only had the real flu A, flu B once. It is so bad. Like the flu, if you get flu A, it knocks you out for 2 weeks. I mean, the body aches and all of that. I think we were, like you said, talking about other viruses or COVID or whatever. But then when the flu hits you, I forgot how bad it is. It's awful.
Well, exactly. I mean, nobody wants to get it, and the other thing that I would say is there are people who rightly say that they feel a little icky after the COVID vaccine, not as much after the Novavax vaccine, and also for repeat after your boosters, it's not as bad as the initial dose, and most people aren't going to have that icky, day or so feeling bad after the COVID vaccine that they did after the initial go round. But the flu vaccine, I got it, didn't feel bad at all. I tell you what makes you feel bad is getting the flu, as you said, throwing up in the bathroom, coughing, home, and it really does take you about a week to get over the virus, and then another week, as you said, to start feeling like yourself again.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a bad reaction to a flu vaccine. Like ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, I personally, that's just me. It's never happened to me.
And it can happen. I don't want to dismiss people who it did happen to, but the rate at which it occurs is very, very small that people have any sort of reaction to the flu vaccine. And for people to understand, the reason why you do sometimes have a reaction after vaccines is because it's your immune system doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And some people just have a stronger immune response to those vaccines. So even when that is occurring, it doesn't mean something bad is happening. It means your body is responding to the antigens that's being presented so that when the flu does come around, it can rev up quickly and actually fight off those viruses.
Dr. Jerome Adams, we appreciate talking to you and you giving us your time today. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Get the facts, and hopefully you will consider your vax. If you're sick, stay at home. But remember, vaccination is one of our best tools to protect individuals and protect our families.
That's Dr. Jerome Adams, former U.S. Surgeon General, appointed by Donald Trump during the president's first term in office and served throughout that entire term. So Dr. Adams with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. It's Chris and Amy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.